I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from the saltwater in Queen Charlotte Strait. Oh, not too far from Port Hardy in British Columbia. We're fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Now, we've already been on the water once before. We told you about the trifecta you can catch. But today we're with Brian Ramage, and we have had a lights out morning of fishing for Chinook salmon. What do we do? Hook about 10 salmon in about the space of an hour today?
Yeah, I think we were into about 10 fish there. We got our box loaded up, and we're going to switch gear, and we're going to go hit some bottom fish now.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the exact technique you use to get these fish in the boat. So we're using downriggers, and let's go ahead and go from there. So somebody is out here with a rod. They've got their single action reel that we talked about earlier in the show. They got the downrigger. How are you setting up? How deep are you going?
We're using flasher setups and mainly teaser heads and anchovies. We do run a few spoons every now and again. It just speeds things up when the fishing's fast and furious. And depth-wise, actually, it's a pretty shallow fishery. We're only going down about 45, 55 feet, sometimes knocking the bottoms down around 80 feet. But everything we do here is a fairly shallow game, and it keeps things pretty exciting.
Oh, it definitely does. As good of a guide as Brian is, I'd like to say we're the only ones that did this good, but everybody out here is doing this good this morning. We've got four boats from Chad's Coastwide Fishing that are fishing out here, and it's been nonstop action this morning. The other thing I love about fishing here, we're actually just right off the mainland. We motored over across Queen Charlotte Strait. Is not only do you get to fish for salmon, you get to see whales. I mean, just yards away while you're doing it.
Yeah, we get lots of whales and some porpoises. We saw some humpback whales today. We've got killer whales out here, minke whales, gray whales, and even the odd wolf that'll swim by. One of our guides last year got some pictures of a wolf that was swimming from island to island. Now, that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience right there.
Absolutely. So if you want to go ahead and fish in a beautiful location, if you want to go ahead and have some lights out salmon fishing for Chinook up to 20 pounds, you got to book with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Find out more at coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesportsfishing.com. Brian, thanks for a great day.
All right, and thank you.
Let's talk about getting to Port Hardy, BC, and some tips that might help you out along the way. First off, you'll want to get your fishing license before you go. It's really simple to do. You just go to BC Ocean Fisheries. You can buy it online. Just get the 3-day title license and salmon stamp. Believe it or not, it's only $26, quite the bargain. If you don't have a fish processor lined up like they do at Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, you need to contact one in advance. Find out the details of turnaround time for processing, whether you need to bring coolers or if they'll provide them at a cost, and whether or not you want to ship. And I'll give you a tip. Don't ship. This is something we learned the hard way. We decided to have Hardy Boys, which is a great fish processor and great fish smoker up there, smoke a 22-pound salmon that we caught. Well, that 22-pound salmon is going to take about a week to smoke, but then it's going to take an additional 2 to 6 weeks to ship back to us. Total cost for this, $200. Now, here's the next question. Do you fly or do you drive? Well, if you want to fly, just get to Vancouver, and Pacific Coastal Airlines offers flights to and from the Vancouver South Terminal several times a day. Their website, pacificcoastal.com, I've flown with them before, really enjoy their rides. You can also drive and take the ferry from Vancouver. We took a ferry from Tawasin, just south of Vancouver, to Nanaimo, and you'll want to reserve a spot in advance. You can do it online through the BC Ferries website, and I say that because these boats, as big as they are, they fill up quick. If you're lucky, you'll get to ride on the Coastal Inspiration out of Tawasin. It is a huge new ferry with wonderful amenities, comfortable seats, really comfortable quiet ride. You'll think you're on a cruise ship instead of a ferry ship. Once you're on the island, it's about 4 to 4.5 hours to Port Hardy. If you're heading north from Nanaimo, places like Campbell River, Telegraph Cove, and Port McNeil are all worth a stop if you have time to do so. And now, let's talk to the owner of Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, who will tell you what happens once you get to Port Hardy.
We've been fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, been having a spectacular time. And with us here to tell us a little bit more about how you can book a trip as well is the owner, Chad Calder. Chad, great to have you on the show again.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. It's you guys have had an outstanding trip.
Oh, we certainly have. And if you didn't catch the earlier segment of the show, the great thing about fishing up here at Port Hardy is you honestly have a great chance at what I call the trifecta. You get your salmon, You get your halibut and you get your bottom fish all in a day of fishing. And with the all-inclusive packages that Chad has to offer, you can do it 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, even up to 4 days in a row, two or three of fishing from a boat. Chad, and that's one of the things I really like. I like your boats, and I like the fact that the crowds, so to speak, are small. It's a very personalized experience.
Yeah, luckily, our operation, where we fish, you don't see many boats in a day, and our access to our playground, if you will, is incredible. So because you don't have that boat traffic, the nice thing is every day there's always enough fish for all the boats. It's not really a scratch fishery. It just seems to be a lot of fish around. And once again, without the boat traffic, your odds are that you're going to come home with limits most days.
Well, not only that, but I like the personalized attention you get from the guides. I mean, I've been on, you know, my fair share of charter boats where you're fishing with anywhere from six guys to up to 20 guys off the, you know, Oregon and Washington coast. And this is just so much better when it's just two or three of you in a boat.
Yeah. And John, you brought up a really good point. Years ago when we started with one boat and now we're up to six boats, the only way to build your business up in this environment is to actually surround yourself with good people. Not everybody can fish with me, and I tell everyone that all my guides are as good as me and as nice as me and will put you onto the fish at any given time. And that's truly the nucleus of our business, is our customer service. Our guides are spectacular and our boats are incredible.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And folks, these are Grady White boats, very stable, great fishing platforms, very roomy in the back, so you got plenty of room to fish. Besides all of that is just the spectacular scenery out here. I mean, we get going and you've got all these uninhabited islands. You've got this rugged coastline. It's full of timber. You got mountains all over the place. Lots of wildlife to boot. I mean, it's just gorgeous out here.
It is. And that's another huge advantage to us, is because where we go, where our access to the scenery is virtually untouched. So you're going to see whales, porpoises, all the sea lions that you want. It really is. So many eagles. The wildlife is, it's just incredible.
Well, and it starts right here in Port Hardy, BC, where at any given moment, you're likely to see up to a dozen eagles flying around. So it is spectacular wildlife viewing, but the fishing, though, is what brings people here. And it's only late June, and we're getting salmon up to 20 pounds. We're getting halibut that are over 20, and I know that they go much, much bigger than that.
Yeah, well, we get halibut all the time that are 150, 200 pounds, and the ones that we keep are in the 40 to 70 pound range. The best eaten fish, and there's just a lot of them around, so it's nice. And you started off by saying the trifecta, and I guess that's really what it is too, is we don't just fish for one species every day. We fish for all the species every day. So we usually start the mornings with some salmon, but we do get a lot of halibut just trolling for salmon, so we get the halibut, and then we go off and spend a few hours rockfish fishing and lingcod fishing, and then we come home. It's a nice day, and your access to all the species is every day.
Well, it definitely is. And again, you know, having been on some charter boats off of Washington, Oregon, usually it's just one species you're after. If you're really lucky, you might have a combo trip with bottom fish and salmon. But to get all three like this and to have solid results every day in an unspoiled setting with tons of wildlife viewing, it just doesn't get any better. So let's turn our topic to one other thing. We've talked about this before, but for those who aren't listening here, it's all-inclusive what you offer here. So the lodging takes place at one of two nice hotels right here in front of the marina where you operate out of. And I love the diner's cards that you give to your guests. Go ahead and explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, so we came up with this idea about 8 years ago, and what it is when you check in, the rooms are under your names, and when you check in, you'll get a little welcome package, and there's diner's cards in there. These diner's cards, you simply take them to any one of the restaurants listed, and you order anything you want off the menus, and it gets billed to us. So each restaurant sort of offers something different in itself, and you don't have to eat at any of them at any given time. You can go anytime, and there's lots of different choices. So it's not like a lodge where there's a dinner bell and everybody has to eat at the same time, or you have to eat one of the two items. You get lots and lots of choices here.
Well, you certainly do. And by the way, folks, some of the food up here is pretty good. Highly recommend Sporty's Bar and Grill. Try the chicken wings. You're going to be hard-pressed to beat those great halibut and chips as well, and just great seafood at all the restaurants that you have here. We've probably whetted people's appetite in more ways than one, both for the fishing and for the food. The accommodations, again, you're either going to be at the Quarter Deck or you're going to be at the Glen Lyon, both fine hotels, and you are completely booked up for the summer. But that means people need to start thinking about next summer. How can they go ahead and get their booking in now?
Yeah, well, we have a few limited dates throughout the summer now. Not many, mostly at the end of August. But yeah, for 2017, it's best to get a hold of us. So we have a 1-877 number. So it's 1-877-779-9094.
I'm going to have you repeat that.
1-877-779-9094. And we're also online at coastwidesportsfishing.com. And we have a Facebook page as well.
That's coastwidesportsfishing.com, coastwidesportsfishing.com. I'll tell you what, folks, this is truly the finest saltwater fishing experience I've ever had. Go ahead and check out coastwidesportsfishing.com. Come up here yourself to Port Hardy. Have the same experience I'm enjoying. You won't regret it. Chad, thanks for everything.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you back here again soon.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going